Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Hold on 1 second, saints.
Hello. Good morning. Hello. Hello.
Yes. Okay.
Hello?
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Amen. 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 Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. We say thank you. We bless you. We magnify you. We glorify you, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. How great is our God. How great is our God. How great is our God. Angels bow before you. Heaven and earth adore you, Father God. Hallelujah. We come on this morning with a grateful heart. We come on this morning, Father God. Hallelujah. With a spirit of praise. We come on this morning, Father, confessing every sin of omission and every sin of commission, Father God. We come on this morning, Father, realizing that this is your day and this is a day that you have made. And Father God, we indeed shall rejoice and we shall be glad in it, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Your name is so great and your name is greatly to be praised, Father. Hallelujah. Glory be to your holy name and to your righteous name. Thank you, Father. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day that you have made, Father God, and now we surrender the day back over to you, that you will unfold this day according to your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. God, we thank you, Father God, for the word as it will come forth on this morning from our dear sister. Father God, we thank you for our listening audience, Father God, around the globe. We thank you, Father God, hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God for the opportunity to serve in your kingdom. Father God, we come, Father God, decreeing and declaring that we are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. So we say thank you, Father. We say thank you for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. So thank you, Father. Thank you for everyone, Father God, that is enriched and blessed, Father God, through the preaching of your word in every area of life. So we say thank you. Bless our services on today, Father, where you and you alone will get the glory. Father, your people will be edified. Satan is already horrified, and Jesus Christ is the King, and he is the Lord. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And the church said, amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Top of the morning to you, and welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is King and Jesus Christ is Lord. As we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Our God's name is great, and our God's name is greatly to be praise. TGIF, today God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. I am your host on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda, bringing you greetings from the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We want to indeed welcome all of our first-time listeners around the globe. If this is your first time with us, we are glad to have you here. You are indeed at the right place at the right time. Jesus Christ is here, and he is Lord. Please have a seat at the breakfast table. A spiritual breakfast for champions is about to be served. And man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen and amen. We bless the Lord. Amen. We have been teaching, amen, glory be to God, for the last few weeks, amen, on prayer power. Amen. Hallelujah. The power in prayer, the blessings in, amen. And we pray that you have been edified, amen, through all of the teaching and all of God's word that have gone forth. Amen. And if you have missed any of our services, you can go back into our archives. Amen. And pull up. Amen. And re-listen and share it. Amen. With your family and share it with your friends. Amen. And God's word does not have an expiration date. So it will continue. Amen. To hallelujah. God said he'll honor his word above his name. Amen. Hallelujah. His word is eternal because he is eternal and God is one with his word. Amen. So before I introduce this morning, amen, our preacher, as teacher, presenter, woman of God, minister, amen, servant of God. Amen. Hallelujah. She carries a lot of titles. Amen. But amen. Most of all, amen, she is a child of God, a daughter, amen, hallelujah, who loves her daddy, amen, and her daddy loves her, amen. So let us give our prayer power introduction, and then we will come back and bring to you, amen, our speaker on today.
Prayer is a spiritual weapon that enables us to access the kingdom of heaven. Prayer is a guided missile. Prayer transcends boundaries and knows no limits. Prayer overrides the enemy and it exposes his agenda. It is in the place of prayer that the will of God is enforced and that his kingdom is made manifest on earth and among men. That is why in Luke chapter 11, verse 2, Jesus instructs us, pray that thy kingdom come and let thy will be done. He didn't say preach or sing that thy kingdom come. He said pray that thy kingdom come. Prayer power.
Amen, amen, amen. There it is, there it is, there it is. Amen, beloved, amen this morning. Amen, the young lady that is coming before us. Amen. The only introduction needed, amen, pertaining to her, amen, is that she is a willing vessel standing on the front line, moving in excellence to expose the good news that Jesus Christ is real and Lord over the entire earth realm. Her lifestyle is a reflection of the Creator, full of light for all to see. Amen. I'm talking about none other than our sister, Curious Owens. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We want to thank God for her. Hallelujah. She, this is not her first time with us. Amen. And we are glad to have her again today. Amen. So let us receive her this morning. Amen. For her grace. And let us receive her for her abilities as she comes to share what thus saith the Lord on this morning. God bless you, Sister Curious. Amen. And the floor is absolutely yours.
Well, good morning to all of you that are tuning in on this spectacular and awesome day from the Creator. Prayer power, people, I just want to say prayer power is for mature folks. Why? Because sometimes we want to just stay on the milk form, but I'm just going to move you fast and forward on this morning. Prayer is needed to develop a close relationship with the Lord and not man. So many people want to please man that they discount the Lord. The word says prayer can be powerful that's coming from James 5:16. You need to learn how to read your word. Therefore, you won't be left in the dust. Prayer changes all things. Nothing is more important than approaching the Lord with confidence. Sometimes we come to the Lord, and we're not confident at all. Matter of fact, we don't even know what we're talking about. I want you to understand this. If you don't feel guilty, when you come to the Lord and come to him in boldness and in confidence, he will receive you for whatever reason you're coming to him for. And guess what? He'll give you some of the things that you want because you please him. You need to read 1 John 3:21-22. That is an eye-opener. I say that is an eye-opener. And when you go before the Lord, people, you have to go to him earnestly. Don't go there, you know, just, as I say, frolicking around because you're not going to get anything from him. When you go to the Lord with power and with confidence, for sure, you're going to get some wonderful results, let alone those benefits. The most powerful prayer for me is King David. Now, we all know this prayer, but sometimes I believe we just take it for granted. But I am actually living this vessel with Psalm 23. I just want to read it. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. The Bible says my latter days should be better than my former days. And let me tell you, me and King Jesus, we're rolling. He makes me to lie down in green pasture, people, not tumbleweeds. I don't know about you, but I don't want to lie down in no tumbleweeds. I need to lie down in green pastures. And then he brought to my memory, I birthed you in a month of May. And what an awesome thing that is. And he said he leads me beside quiet waters. That's why I like living in sunny California. When I get bombarded, I just need to head to the ocean. When I go to the ocean, reflect, I'm all set for whatever the enemy thinks he needs to throw at me. And people, this stuff is for real. He guides me along the right path for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. Now, when you roll with King Jesus, you want to go through some stuff. But I'm telling you, you better go to sleep with your armor on. Don't ever take that armor off. Why? Because you never know when he's going to attack you. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You know, and sometimes that rod stands for shevet, and that's a Hebrew word, meaning sometimes he'll discipline you. We don't like being disciplined by God, but sometimes it's well needed. And that shevet can also mean a rod of a leader of a military weapon. Now, you know, a military weapon can tear something up. And so, people, you really have to understand what you're reading. And then it goes on to say, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. My goodness, you need to get a table and you need to figure out what you're going to serve up to your enemies, because I'm going to tell you something. It's taking place right now. And it says, you anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. And let me tell you about this overflowing thing. I'm not, the Holy Ghost is taking over. He will overflow, meaning he will bless you. Psalm 23 is about prosperity. See, when he blesses you, he wants you to be a blessing, not just to yourself, but to other folks. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord. My question to you people, are you dwelling in the house of the Lord? Playtime is over. Life is precious, and death, I'm telling you, death is near, and it's coming with a period after my name and your name. So you better get on board and start doing thus saith the Lord. The highest level of trust is to enjoy the Lord moment by moment. When I'm out there in a vineyard, in a jungle, I'm praying constantly. Why? Because I know the animals is running loose, and for sure, they're lurking, lurking close by. I tell people sometimes, close your eyes and reflect on all the beautiful things that the Lord has bestowed upon you, like a new dawning, like today. And it's a mighty beautiful thing because we take a lot of things for granted. I want to say this, prayer is a lifestyle.
you have to grow into this. That's why I say it's for mature people only. We don't have time to be shucking and jiving. My grandson, I do devotions with him, and one day I was lying down just resting, and he woke me up talking about, Nana, you didn't do your devotion. I said, well, it's not time to get up right now, but when I get up, we's going to do some devotion. So you never know who's looking at you. All eyes are in the cornfield watching what you're doing. And I always tell people it's not time for me to check out. I'm not checking out till I get all the promises from the Lord. I don't know what promises he has for you, but whatever the promises he has for me, he is not going to take me from out this earth realm, I believe, until I complete my task. And not only that, I'm collecting all these mighty, beautiful jewels that's going into my crown so that I can lay it at his feet on that final day. And not only that, I know the Lord has a spectacular whistle for me. Why? I am a whistleblower. So I'm going to really, really be sounding that alarm. Sometimes people, it's hard to imagine what we're talking about, especially if you do not have a prayer life. You have to have a prayer life. And not only that, it comes into manifestation and then demonstration. If there is no demonstration, then really what are you doing? Because if we're representative of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we're supposed to be looking good. I tell people, if you're going to put some peoples on, meaning your hair, your wig, whatever, make sure it's on straight. If you're coming out the house, wash your face, look good, smell good. Why? Because the Lord looked good. He smelled good. And you have no excuse. I tell people, did you stop loving on yourself? Don't stop loving on yourself. It's very important and it's very vital. We're living in an evil and vile world where we have to shine like light. Now, I want to do a little sidebar. We had a blackout last week. Black. Everybody running around calling the electric company. I was chilling. I turned my solar system on. My house was lit up like a Christmas tree. Everybody was like, why is that lady, I live upstairs, why is that lady the only lady that has lights on? I experienced for myself where the Bible says you are the light of the world, a town built on a hill that cannot be hidden. I was shining so bright by way of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, that now that they know that there is a godly woman living on the premises. And not only that, my lifestyle reflects who I represent. And people, I just want to say this, and please get this into your spirit, man. Prayer is powerful. I ask people all the time, what is the first thing you do when you wake up in the morning? What is the first thing? Most people grab their cell phones. Most people, they're not talking about anything. No, you need to thank the Lord, first of all, for inviting you into his day. A lot of people do not get invited into his day. And sometimes they do get invited into the day. But guess what? They might not have all their faculties or whatever. So if he invites you into the day and your feet hit that floor, you better watch out, Satan, because I'm kicking you, smoothing your booty. It's too serious for me. Sometimes it's so awesome, I just sit and I just look. People ask me sometimes, curious, what are you doing? I'm just looking. I'm looking at all the goodness that he has bestowed unto me. Some people's former days is better than their latter days. But my former days was full of hell, adversity, and all kind of stuff. It's all kind of stuff. But now the Lord is allowing me to coast. And it feels really good. I'm going to say this. I once was young and now I'm old. I call it seasons. I'm living a best life. Why? Because of the power of prayer. I want to close with this, people, a key metaphor in this much-loved Psalms of God is the rod and, okay, the rod and staff. Sometimes you got to get beat up, but discipline is good. The Lord disciplines the one he loves. So if you're not being disciplined, I think you need to go back to the drawing board, because every now and then he want to get you in line. And I want to share this with you. You don't want to get beat up by the Lord too many times. See, I am not a repeat offender. Tell me one time at the stage of the game that I am in right now, and you got my full and undivided attention. Allow the Lord to shake your world. Let him shake your world, because people need to see what it looks like. My name is Curious Curbside Ministry. You all make a wonderful and lovely day on today. And in purpose, we move.
Amen. Amen. Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. I'm over here taking notes. I got to get that last one there. In purpose, we move. Wait a minute. Okay. All right. Now I wrote that. Okay. All right. We blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. Sister Curious. Hallelujah. Beloved. Amen. Saints. Amen. Let me tell you something. She is calling in live from California. Okay. So California. So that means it's like 3 o'clock in the morning right about now. Amen. So you know there's some serious stuff here. Amen. Glory be to God. But we want to thank God not only that. Amen. She is also the twin sister of our sister Tanya Norwood. Amen. Glory be to God. So we want to thank God. I took some notes. I'm always taking some notes, some bullet points, trying to listen. Amen. Glory be to God. But you said so much there. And, you know, you started out right on point, right where the Lord has had me all, you know, for the last several weeks. So many people trying to please men and trying to keep people happy, but not trying to keep God happy. So you just came out the gate, amen, like right on point. Glory be to God. You spoke about approaching God with confidence, keeping our whole armor on, dwelling in the Lord's house, the highest level of trust. And then you, as you said, it's a lifestyle. Prayer is a lifestyle. It's what we do, glory be. And for mature folks, amen, because why? Because God wants us growing up, amen, and becoming mature. Amen. And then you really, amen, you hit it hard when you said our prayer life brings forth the manifestation, which brings forth demonstration. As you said, otherwise, what we talking about? Go sit down somewhere. Glory be to God. If there is no demonstration, amen, glory be to God. We're moving from faith to faith and from glory to glory. Prayer life, uh-huh, okay. Now manifestation, uh-huh-huh. Now demonstration. Amen. Huge. Glory be to God. And as you said, prayer is powerful. Amen. Let God shake your world. Amen. Hallelujah. Because, yes, amen. Hallelujah. God will discipline those he loves. So check your lifestyle out. Amen. So if that was awesome, 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 awesome. Good stuff, good stuff, good stuff. Amen. Hallelujah. Nothing like a bold soldier. Amen. I love the bold and the righteous. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And to God be praised. So, whoo, all right, so let me catch my breath. So, Sister Curious, we know you are also a businesswoman over there. You got some things shaking, amen, got some things on the table. So, is there anything you desire to share with us? Come on back and take a minute. If you want to make an announcement, amen, pertaining to your products, your services, your ministry, whatever you would like to say, please come back, amen, and make your announcement. Now, the floor is yours, my sister.
I'm going to recap. I just want to say the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. And listen carefully. I do not pay rent, mortgage. My car is paid for. I pay for nothing. I have tapped into the treasures of heaven. People ask me how I do it. I'm not going to expose that to you. If you want to know, you can get with Pastor Bradford, and we can do it three-way. This is for real. I have full coverage insurance. I live a wealthy life via Jesus Christ, my Lord. No lace and no chase. this is some serious stuff. He has granted me to have a business called Curious Online, spelled with Q. I'm the smell good lady. If you need to keep that ass up off your behind, if you want to look good, smell good, if you want your shoes to smell good, your house to smell good, car smell good, use that smoke weed, go smoke cigarettes as Christians, I got something for you. Put the Lord first, and he'll give you your heart's desire. He said he'll take care of your needs, your daily portions. He'll grant you some of your wants, but in this season for me, he gives me my desire. And I'm going to tell you, my desire was to go to Europe. I'm on my way, God said the same, in September, spending the Holy Spirit money. I'm telling you, it's for real. You better get on board, pull your drawers up, put the strings on, and stop playing.
Okay, so, all right, if anybody wants some of these, some of this Curious products, amen, glory be to God, how do they connect with you? And check it out and place the order.
Go on CuriousOnline.com, Q-U-R-I-O-U-S, online.com. It'll change your life. This stuff is via the Holy Spirit formula, not mine. I'm just a good steward over what he's blessed me with. I'm like a female Paul. If people don't give me the money, I have to go get it. And Paul, he had to go make some tents. So I'm not afraid of work, Pastor.
Amen.
Ministry costs money. People don't understand that. Ministry costs money. We need your support so we can continue to do what we need to do. And y'all need to rally and get behind Pastor Bradford, because this woman, I'm telling you, she's a trailblazer, and she's needed in this season.
Amen. 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 God bless you. Amen. My sister, I'm sitting here reminiscing when my daughter and I was in California for my graduation. That's when they conferred my doctorate at that time. And she, so our sister was curious. She gave us a tour of the city, and we had a meal together. And it was just really, 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 really beautiful. Really beautiful. Amen. And she's a beautiful woman. As you see, she's full of the word. She's bold. And she's living the life. Amen. Glory be to God. In purpose, she moves. Amen. So, all right. So that information is Curious with a Q. Q-U-R-I-O-U-S online.com. CuriousOnline.com. Everybody got it? Okay. Check her out. Amen. Glory be to God. And let her know, amen, that you heard her here. Amen. On Mentoring Kingdom Leadership with Dr. Alfreda B. Amen. God bless you. All right, all right, all right. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. We blessed be the name of the Lord, saints. Amen. Hallelujah. Prayer power, prayer power, prayer power. Hallelujah. That was a bold sermon this morning. Amen. Glory be to God. You can come up to our replay, and you can download it. Amen. You can listen to it over and over and over and over again and share it with your friends. Amen. Hallelujah, on here at blogtalkradio.com/kingdomleadership. In reference to our announcements today, we will be at the altar of prayer today at 12 o'clock. Glory be to God. And our Bible study tonight at 8 p.m. on YouTube, youtube.com/Dr. Alfreda B. And you know what the amazing part is? What we are teaching on tonight is our Minister Curious sort of like really, you know, prepared it. You know what I mean? It's ready, because, you know, we are talking about abiding in the vine, and tonight we're talking about Jesus is the light. Amen. We know he's the light, he's the life, he's the way. And it was so much to share. The Lord said tonight, just focus on Jesus being the light. Amen. And so she came and sort of, you know, she has prepared to receive, amen, what thus saith the Lord. So God only has one voice. He only has one voice. Amen. He says the same thing through all of his people. Amen. Glory be to God. So you get it from here, you can get it from there. Amen. But you're getting it from the Lord when you get it. Amen. And so we bless the Lord. All right. That's our services for today. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord's willing. Amen. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, place, and station. Amen. Giving God all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. Amen. So, Sister Minister Curious, you can go back to sleep now because it's just 3:30 over there in California. You go back to sleep now. You done worked. You done worked. Amen. Hallelujah. So you can take a little nap now. So we bless the Lord. Father God, if you don't know Jesus Christ in the pardon of your sins, if you don't know Jesus, and purpose we move, and purpose we move. That was huge. That was huge. And purpose we move. All right, glory be to God. God has a purpose for your life, and God has a purpose to bring you to a grand expected end. God has a purpose. That's why he gave his son Jesus. God has a purpose. That's why Jesus gave his life. God has a purpose, and God has a purpose for you. You are not a mistake. I don't care what nobody told you. You was not a mistake. There was a purpose for you bursting through Earth's atmosphere out of your mama's womb. Huh? There's a purpose. Amen. And that purpose is found in Jesus. You must be born again. You must be born again. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. You must be born again. How? Glory be to God. If you will believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, ye shall be saved. Amen. That's the beginning. Amen. How? That's your born again experience. That you are. That's your big. That's not the end now. Because as our sister minister, Sister Miss, as she said, she's just a servant. Amen. Glory be to God. So we call her Sister Curious Minister. She is a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. But God wants you to mature. And but later, don't worry about the maturing right now. Let's be born first. A baby cannot mature until a baby is born first. Then the baby matures. Amen. So come on and get born again. Come on, repeat after me. Repeat after me. Father, I confess all my sins before you. I come to you in faith, and I ask that you would forgive me for all of my sin, and I invite Jesus Christ into my heart to live, to rule, and to reign as my Lord and as my Savior. Thank you for forgiving me. Now help me to forgive myself and help me to follow you all the balance of the days of my life. Thank you that my name is erased out of the book of death and my name is confirmed in the Lamb's book of life. I'm saved. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Beloved, if you said it like that, if you said it close to that, there's no exact words to repeat. You just got to, amen, open your heart, open your mouth. Amen, hallelujah, and invite Jesus in. Amen, glory be to God. Welcome to the family of God. We've been waiting on you. We've been waiting on you. We've been waiting on you. God been waiting on you. Reach out to us here at the lifewordjesus.org, lifewordjesus.org. Send us an email at lifewordjesus@gmail.com. Let us know you gave your life to Christ. We want to pray with you. We want to pray for you, and we want to send you out some materials to help you to grow into your full salvation. And to that maturity, amen, hallelujah, that's what we want to do, amen and amen. Father God, we thank you for this service on today, hallelujah. We thank you for our Minister Curious all the way in California, Father. The birds haven't even started singing yet, 3 o'clock in the morning, Father God, but we thank you for her boldness. Thank you that she is so bodacious, Father God, to just tell it like a T.I. is. Father God, hallelujah. We say thank you. Bless her ministry, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless her walk, Father God, her family, Father God, in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against her shall prosper. Every tongue that rises in judgment is already condemned. Her testimonies will not be stolen, and she will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. We thank you for our listening audience, Father, around the world today, especially those who have given their life to Christ today. We thank you, Father, that the kingdom is being increased. We thank you for these men and women. We thank you that your word will never return unto you void, but it will always accomplish everything that you have sent it forth to do. Father, meet us at the altar of prayer today as we come. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, this sister, Curious Sister, who will be hosting the altar prayer today. So, hallelujah. Two sisters, hallelujah, coming out the same womb on the same day. Glory be to God, and serving in your kingdom on the same day, because they serve every day. And so we say thank you, Father God, for these sisters. Thank you, Father. Not only sisters in the flesh, but sisters in the spirit. We say thank you, Father. We say thank you. Father, thank you for our Bible study tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we commit the whole day back to you, the whole day. We thank you for it. Now we surrender it back to you, that you will unfold it any kind of way you want it to turn. And we say thank you. Now we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. We seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. We cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare, declare and decree that it cannot and it will not and it shall not be broken. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. And he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. Everybody have a good day, a blessed day, a magnificent day. God be with you. Amen. Glory be to God. And as our minister Curious would say, in purpose we move. I love it. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Pastor Alfreda. Amen. Philadelphia. Amen. Signing out. Amen. Amen. And amen.
Lord, 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 Lord. When I turn on the evening news, what I see makes me so blue. People run, people trying to find another peace of mind. Whole lot of despair, frustration fills the air.
Won't anybody listen when you hear?